Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, we're rolling again. This is Rolling On. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, coming to you with Voice for Veterans. We want to thank everybody who's tuning in today. This is the first week of June. That means that we're almost halfway through the year, and we want to say thank you to all of our veterans who made it through Afghanistan and getting back, because we're broadcasting, of course, St. Petersburg 96.7, but we're also on the network, on the air today.com. This is Keith, Boss of the Beach. This is Voice for Veterans, but always say for veterans, with veterans, by veterans, and with the veteran's family in mind. Of course, we have made it. There was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday, and we're talking about Memorial Day, and we always appreciate the flags that we find along the way. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and one of the first things I'm going to mention right now is on the 15th of June. We're already in June. You got 14 more days. I want you to enjoy our 100th radio show. Soon in, we're going to give you a tune in. We will be giving you a lot more information about that 100th show. And everybody join in and help us. Another thing, we're going to be playing some music today. And two of the songs that you're going to be hearing are about now. And when I say now, we used to say all the time, every time you run into a veteran, the first thing you say is, thank you for your service. And we want to continue saying that, but now it's a new day. And we're going to want to say, along with that, thank you for your service. We support vets, too. We'll be talking more about that. Today, what government benefits are available for our veterans? There's a lot of information about that. And I want you to go into WVETOnlineRadio.com. Tune in. Go on your website. Find how do we determine the eligibility for veterans' benefits? Okay. Those two subjects are the subject that most people ask about. What government benefits are available? And what determines my eligibility? And I want everybody to know there's some new things, but we want everybody listening to update your file. Take half hour and a half, call in, write in, text in, Facebook in, whatever it is, but update your file. Because updating your file brings your file back to the top of a list somewhere because you updated. That means you're still alive. That means you're still concerned about your benefits. That means you're still concerned about what can you do to make it better, not only for you, but for your family. Veterans, you have a lot of support from the VA and from all of us for your family. But a lot of veterans don't know what those benefits include or where their families are included. So I want everybody to stay tuned here. We're going to continue to give you more information. And stay with us. 96.7 if you're in the St. Pete area. If you're on the world market, it's 96.7. Keep the Boss of the Beach. But you can catch us faster at WVETOnlineRadio.com. Been around for a lot of years, planning on staying here for a lot of years. So we want you guys to enjoy it. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mention a couple of things, but we're going to be playing some music, and it happens to be his birthday. One of our greatest local artists is today is his birthday. His name is Brian James. Don't worry, not right now, but stay with us. We're going to be playing one of his songs called Breakaway, which I truly love, and I want you to know that Breakaway is one of the songs that you can remember no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. The words Breakaway reminds you of your childhood and your old age. Sometimes it means just step back, okay? So if we need to step back, we'll go with the words Breakaway. wonderful song. Stay with us. You're going to be hearing that in just a few minutes. I want somebody to take a pencil and paper, write this down. There are lawyers for consultation to help support veterans. When you pull up a lawyer, see if it has We Support Vets Too with it. Make sure that they have an attorney within that firm that knows all of the stuff when it comes to new stuff for veterans. Okay? That's important. I've had a couple of calls in from that perspective. What if I'm busy? What if my wife doesn't do it? What if I did it? There are attorneys who can handle that for you. We want you to be sure and find that attorney who supports veterans. Don't feel bad about asking him for his credentials and the vetting. And if he's a vet, shake his hand and thank him too. Okay? Now, we want to talk a section by section. And this section right now is aimed at veterans' alternatives. Now, that's a long conversation. What programs? And then what are the outcomes? This is Voice of Veterans, Keith, the boss of the beach. And, of course, we're broadcasting just for you, you and who's listening. We got a campaign on. I want everybody, no matter when you tune into this show, when you tune into this station, call somebody. Tell them St. Pete's back. And we got some good stuff. And tune in to 96.7. That's a lot of radio stations, but tune in to 96.7 FM and feel comfortable. I'll be talking a lot about healthy living. These times, it takes health along with your resilience and your willing to continue to learn to accomplish those things. It takes life-changing things, and it starts with being healthy. Healthy living, healthy doing, and our veterans, we want you especially to follow it so you don't end up doing something else, trying to find another way to get out of the sickness. We can help the VA and the VA units, especially with healthy living, by taking care of ourselves. You don't have to go as often. That means that all of a sudden, setting an appointment is easier. So let's all participate and support the veterans. We know that this is the right thing to do. All right, I want everybody to stay tuned. Don't go nowhere right now. We'll be right back.
For me.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed that wonderful, wonderful song. One thing I do remember in my development in life, how much music made a difference. So we want all the young people out there who are thinking about music as a career, you're thinking about something you want to do musically, it will help. And I got to say one thing, our time we spent with all the great artists, they have set their place in history. Now it's a new place, opened up the door for some of you new artists to get in on the game, because the big artists, everything from one of my favorite songs, we're going to say it now, Wind Beneath Your Wings, Bridge Over Troubled Water, those are some of the historical music renditions that came out of creating everything. We have produced a generation of young musicians who have mastered the copy game. They can take an old song and make it new. So we got to stop worrying about finding a new artist. We got to take these kids and tell them, fix what we left for you to do. Make it better than it was. And this is one of the artists that's been doing that, Brian James. And remember him as you go along the way. A part of what we were talking about when we talk about benefits is to, for you to go online, get with us, anybody you can, and find out what benefits are available for veterans specific to that. Ma'am, sir, you're sitting here. What benefits are available? We know that there are benefits to do home loans, benefits with education attached. So between those two, wherever you are, start there. What is it going to take to help you get that house? And what is it going to take to help you know that you're getting better at your education? Yes, the GI Bill has changed some, but if you're a service person and you served, please go back and see what's new for you. Many, and of course I'm saying many, decide to return to college for vocational programs because they want to change what they do. And we're looking for all of those who are looking to make that change stick. And if it starts with education, don't back away from it. Go back, find your school. There are plenty of good schools everywhere that talk about that subject. What do you think you want to do now? I love that statement. Then they will help you make the right decisions. When you get back to school and you're studying all this new stuff, don't forget, like I said, take care of your health. There are plenty of health care programs, and especially when you're in school, that will help you offset the cost, because we know that gas is wearing everybody else out. Boy, you could get in your car and you could drive somewhere, and it was bad at $1.50. It was bad at $2. Now we see what bad really can be. Readjust what you do, because it works out. I've been there before. Many years ago, I was in California when they had the first gas deal that they did, and they had us on rationing. If your tag ended with 7, you could get gas on an odd day. If it ended at 0, you had to wait for an even day. And if you need more than 20 gallons, you wouldn't get in nowhere because you were standing in line for the 7 you got. We know what gas can do, but Americans are resilient. We're ready for this, and we know our veterans are here to help in every way they can to reserve what they got. But we want to help them as they're making their recovery back into transition, trying to get there. They're going to be part of the solution. So we want to say, yes, let's work on conserving again. The old days of the savings accounts are coming back. Okay? Things are good. And when you think of veterans, I'm going to say one word again, and next week I'll publish it. Veteranization. And what that means is, when we get back with this, the rest of the story will be told next week. We know, wait a minute, I forgot about something. We had a great weekend, everybody did, and I'm wishing everybody, whether you were there, you participated or not, we're grateful for Memorial Day. It is one of those days that veterans get to step back and remember their friends who have fallen. We appreciate all of those who are still here standing. If you enjoyed yourself, please enjoy it again. It's coming back around. One military, one source, non-medical counseling. Oh, I'm going to be talking about that. We're talking about counseling in every area, but if it's a medical thing, they send you to one of their medical professionals and doctors who will help you with some kind of rehabilitation when it came to drug dependency or you had a problem and had a breakage needed to be taken care of, you thought it was taken care of, it was coming back, they will guide you to the right one. So I want you to know, if you see the name, Military One Source Non-Medical Counseling, is for the military and the veterans. And they're good. I can tell you that. They will give you the proper information for where you are. If you're out of this area, they will say to you, that's no longer available in our area, but let me take a minute and we'll tell you where to go to get that service. Because we're servicing, because we are in this county where we are, right across the bridge, of course, from Tampa, a lot of the military in the last war or so came through us. So we get veterans from other part of the country. And those veterans from other part of the country need the same competent information. It shouldn't be just segmented. You in this state, you get that, and that state, this is veteran. That's why I talk about veteranization. We're going to change the name of the game. And I'll be giving you a full description of why, what, when, and where to find out more about it. Now, as we talked about health care, searching the health care plans isn't just fun for anyone. But thanks to the VA, most veterans qualify for the country's largest health care insurance systems. Is it long? Of course, they weren't dishonorably discharged. You're eligible. Stay in tune. Read more about it. If you have to, call, go by, email, text somebody and say, what is the new information being provided to support a veteran in his health care growth? And I always say that because it's not just eating. It's exercise. Some have a medical problem that needs to be adjusted. I didn't say fixed because they ain't fixing too much of nothing nowadays. Adjusted to fit your lifestyle. And that's what I'm talking about. We need to take advantage of that. And if you're a veteran, you know what to do. Maybe you're a family member of a veteran and don't really know what to do. What we're saying is contact us, contact somebody, be grateful that you did, and they will guide you to the new information available because it's now there. A lot of times when you go to your website, it can be a little bit daunting. So we don't want you to give up. We don't want you to back away. We want you to say, help me a little bit more. Where do I go now? Start, of course, with the VA. If you're not getting the help you want, there are several VSOs that are there. I do want to say, if you're wounded vet, Wounded Warriors is the place to start. They said that that's what they do. Don't be calling them based on a bunch of other stuff. One of the Wounded Warriors, you got a Wounded Warrior that needs something called Wounded Warriors. That's what they do. The rest of them, I'm giving them to you by name. You know that they're not going nowhere. USO is still here. American Legion is still here. AMVETS is still here. Okay? American Veterans Alliance is still here. And of course, you know, all of them are standing tall for our veterans. Okay? So if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it. That's all I can say. Don't be afraid to now go to an information guru. If the guru's got a problem, I love them. Some of us call Mr. Guru, some of them call Miss Guru. But either way, you get that, whatever you can do to find it. Get online, punch one of them buttons and see if they'll say, okay, what are you asking now? Okay? Google. The guru of information. Google. There are a lot of areas now that are placing their information right on the page for you. So you can find out legal advice. You can find out, of course, you just said, I don't need legal advice. I just need to know where to get me. I heard that they're giving away free shoes. Where do I go? I can tell you, look for a stand down, veteran stand downs, military stand downs for homeless veterans. Check it out online. They'll tell you when, where, and what to show up at. And there are a lot more of them. So we know that veteranization has worked. New benefits for veterans. A lot of them have to do with employment, I can tell you that. How do you get involved? If you're already working, where do you get your benefits? What do you do? So in that case, be sure and be specific. Okay? because you will get the kind of results that would directly help you. VA News. Sometimes you can just check with VA News and the answer might be there as who and where and what to do in relationship to what you're trying to do. If you're getting in trouble, don't forget to call 1-800-273-8255. Veterans Crisis Line. If you happen to be a computer, just press 1-800-273-8255 and it will pop up and it will tell you which division to go to help you get help for whatever you're dealing with at the time. It's important that we all begin to use our resources because that's what they're there for. We know that they have made a way for veterans. People who have the same passion and the burning, they made a way. Finding them sometimes can be daunting, but if you find them, use the service because that's what they want to do. They don't want to be sitting there twiddling their thumbs. They want to know that they're reaching out and somebody heard from them and they helped them and it made a difference, a big difference in what they were looking for. VA encourages volunteers. We're looking for people to volunteer. Be at a front desk. Be at an event for veterans. If you have to park cars or invite them in, whichever one you want to do, you can do. So as you look to support veterans, a lot of it has to do with just being a volunteer to support your neighbor. Yes, a lot of people want to say it takes money, and yes, it does take money. We all begging when we can. But at the bottom line, a lot of times it's the physical standing that you stand there and say yes for somebody who's looking for more information. That's what WVETOnlineRadio.com was established for, to be an information place in a place that maybe didn't have it. Now we know that we're helping, and we want you to help. And when we ask you to help, we want it to be saying, we want it to be saying everything. And when I say everything, I mean we support vets too. If you want to know information, you say I'm a veteran and I want to help my way. Vets 214, right on WVETOnlineRadio.com. There's a whole plan, a lot of information, a lot of songs, a lot of stuff that will lift your spirit so you will want to continue in your way of helping. And we want all the help we can get. One day, veteranization will be a part of every community, and it'll be a part of what enhances the community. So everything isn't always about what you did. A lot of it's about what you're going to do, and veterans know that. So when you're looking for employees, when you're looking for somebody in your church, when you're looking for somebody at a school, and you're looking for that person who's going to guarantee their ability to do and be leaders, don't forget, give a veteran a fair shot. Give him a fair shot. Let him say, let me show you what I can do. Okay? Everybody is waiting for the best out of life. Veterans start with the best. So when you get a veteran, you're coming up with the best automatically. We say yes, and they say yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. We know it. And there's a mission for this, and we're going to be publishing the mission. Because this move is being hailed all over the country. And as we move all over the country, most people are coming to Florida. F-L-O-R-I-D-A, number one state in the nation. And actually, it's probably number one in the world. Everybody's trying to get to Florida. Okay? We're going to say, yes, come on in. But I'm going to put a sign up at the borders pretty soon. We full. Because there's too many people. Traffic has gotten bad in country towns in Florida. You can get stuck in traffic in Belglade. I know don't nobody know that but me, but it's all right. We thank you for paying attention, taking the time to talk, listen, and share. That's what I like about this new thing. It says share when you hit the button. How many times before the word share got to be popular did we not share our information? Now, we got everything that we want out of life now. The future has arrived for us. There's a new future coming for this next generation. Guess what? They got all of our stuff that we got on Google. Or you can tune in to this radio station. I keep a file of it, and we'll talk about it sooner or later. Don't forget, 2 weeks, you will be able to see and hear and share in my 100th version of Voice for Veterans. And I say version of because it changes. There's more information and more fun. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for all of the stuff we do. You know, we're here today and we're here Saturday. So this week, enjoy everything. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, Voice for Veterans. We thank, of course, Soundcheck Studios and Tim and all of the team over there who make this possible. Joe Bardot, you're on the go. Thank you so much for all your support at 96.7. And this is a shout out, of course, to St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. Over and out with a shout. Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.